Okay, we are going to get started. This week, everybody's favorite topic that I will probably not talk a whole lot about because I don't know anything about it. Football.
Football.
Thank you.
Let's go Maple Leafs.
Yeah, let's
American
go
American football.
Leafs to the cup.
American football.
Leafs are never winning the cup.
Well, I mean, there's only one type of football, Seamus.
No, there's also Canadian football.
Football.
They play the American rules.
They play
it's
America.
Really funny.
Okay.
There's a Canadian football league that just plays.
The XFL is the best.
XFL is the best. New York doesn't have a team anymore, right? Because they moved the Guardians or something.
I don't know what's going on with that league. It's kind of
the best
all over the place.
Is the other one.
I thought we were the Dragons.
I have no idea. I thought they
arena football.
Seattle.
Arena football was the Dragons.
I thought Dragons were like a
neighborhood
team.
I don't know much about access.
Arena football is crazy. Anyway,
we are talking about football video games, touchdown to Atari, which is where we're starting. If I can get a sentence.
I mean,
yeah. 1978, Atari releases football.
Touchdown, Atari.
First time ever.
Is this
just
is
a bunch of X's and O's, really?
This is the X's and O's. This
Yo, okay. Who's breathing in their mic right now?
It's a two player.
It's probably Jose.
Jose, you got to get
He's
away from the mic.
Right next to the mic.
Football.
What? Ball. So this is in black and white. Is this an arcade game?
This is an arcade game.
And it's in black
supposedly.
And white.
It's in black and white.
Love it.
It's a two-player cocktail.
And it's X's
about
versus O's.
X's versus
everybody's
O's.
Favorite team.
Sick.
And although it's also
it uses a trackball.
Right. So it popularized the trackball.
So it's trackball King Chris over here.
It's also the first non-racing vertically scrolling video game. And on top of that, the person who
Sean Kretschmer,
they released a version of it like a year later. It was four player. David Thurer, who does Missile Command and Tempest, is the one who does the four player version of 1979 Atari football.
Also distributed in Japan by a little company you might not have heard of called Namco.
Right. But this is, I mean,
thanks, Chris.
This is literally as basic as you can get in terms of playing football.
Yeah, it's literally hugs and kisses the game.
I mean, I'm just surprised. Bro,
can you not run?
Passing and stuff, but yeah, I was.
No,
gonna
watch,
say.
Watch.
Well, you just passed, and the receiver.
It's got to be trackball
ball
and stay button, famous. Right?
Are you an X or an O?
Well,
that was a sack, right?
O's
there.
Are usually offense, right?
Good answer.
And then X's are defense.
He looks more like an O to me.
That's just your
team. Yeah.
Chris, oh, wow, can you pick a play?
Chris, are you in
X's and O's are...
So
oh, I see.
Yeah, that's your team.
So your team X and team O?
Run.
Dude, yeah. This guy,
interesting.
He's not being sacked. He's going to get safetied.
Yeah, he's going to get safetied.
Sean, are you an X or an O?
I don't know how football works.
We're just going to go around the room and just ask everybody who's an X and O.
You like a damn answer. Yeah, I will. Chick, are you an X or an O?
I'm an O.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not... I mean,
Jake's
it is
kisser,
what it
huh?
is for the time, right?
I'm a hugger.
It's not anything spectacular. I feel like we don't get anything really that great until later on when we look at...
John Madden?
No, let's
now
look
that.
At...
Oh. That's a real game.
Tecmo Football.
Oh, Tecmo Football is fantastic.
Yeah, just right. Talk away from the microphone.
Tecmo.
When we look at Tecmo Bowl for the arcade.
Tecmo Bowl!
So this is... This big
holy cabinet. Crap!
Right,
this
that's
is
a huge
10
cabinet.
Years later, bud.
That thing's
nothing
big.
Happened in the 10 years that.
I mean, no,
good.
There was,
but none of it was good.
Mistakes.
I'm just kind of looking at Tecmo Bowl being a really amazing arcade.
So this is 88. You said
this is 87.
87.
No,
yeah. 90s. So if I can look up gameplay,
what
not late 90s because there's a Genesis.
Was it ported from console?
91
or
early 91.
Was this the first? This was the first version of Tecmo Bowl ever. Was arcade. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Sick.
Nintendo Switch.
Well, because you can play the Tecmo Bowl arcade on.
They have like a classic package now of all the Tecmo Bowls or something like that. You can
so
play.
This is That's what it looked cool. like in the arcade. It was released in 1987 before it went to. It was ported back to your NES.
I mean, it looks nice.
Now, does that look the same as the Switch one? Or did they upscale it?
They probably upscaled
it. They probably upscaled for the Switch. But this is
what? Did he change colors?
I don't know. Did he?
No, he got lighter for me.
I don't.
Well, you're colorblind.
Well, you're colorblind.
I was like, John Madden Football, 1988.
I got a good one for you.
Well, yeah, John Madden Football.
No, I know.
Not
that's an arcade.
That's console. We're definitely getting into consoles.
Seamus. Yeah. Everyone infamously knows Bo Jackson of Tech Mobile, but you know who's actually rated the number one most powerful, highest rated player in Tecmo Football?
Who?
Guess.
Is it the Juice?
No.
Oh.
It's not. It's not OJ.
I don't know, but I swear to God, if you say something racist, I'm going to kill you.
Is it?
Not a quarterback. Is it Deion Sanders?
Is it big old LT?
Yes.
I figured.
Is it really LT? Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah, Lawrence Taylor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go Giants.
Go
Giants. Even though we're 0-2 already.
I mean,
you don't have to worry about that.
Definitely weird pick. He's the highest rated in terms of...
just performance, fastest, unstoppable force.
I mean, he was...
LT.
I mean, I didn't live in the 80s, but from what I've been told, he's
LT
like one of the most dominating players
in
NFL history.
So much below in the
same year, released the arcade, and then again on NES, is a four-player John Elway's team quarterback.
Wow.
I have never seen this. Is there gameplay for this?
I'm going to look up gameplay. But again, four-player, eight-way joysticks. One button, and buttons for, I guess, passing and...
So John Elway got a game, but no Joe Montana? Is that what you're telling me?
Joe Montana got football.
No, he did.
Yeah. Joe Montana
Montana. Football for the Sega Genesis.
Oh, okay.
There was a Joe.
But it was a
Joe
Genesis Montana. Exclusive. It was not an arcade.
Gotcha.
Let me look.
Joe Montana.
Let me see if I can look this
John
up and see if there's
Elway's
any way.
Team.
Yeah, Montana.
Montana.
So here's some gameplay of it in the arcade.
Ba, 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 oh, that looks awful.
This game looks unplayable.
Well,
I mean, they focused a lot on picking the plays.
Yeah, picking the plays resembles
NFL Blitz. It's got the downfield view.
It also resembles
NFL Street.
Yeah.
Madden Football and Genesis.
It's got the downfield view as opposed to the top-down view.
When was the last game we just looked at? When was that one made?
So it was 78. So in between that, though,
not the Atari one. The one that we just saw.
Both of these are 87.
Tech Mobile?
87.
Both those are 87? Yeah. The other one's far superior.
Yes, but let me just go back a bit, back to what Chris
said. You think the other one is far superior?
No, that one looks like shit compared to the other one.
There was...
The other one...
I don't know.
The other one's very artistic. It's very... You know,
10
yard stylized.
There was 10 yard fight.
For someone that played Madden, like growing up for many, many, many years, the downfield perspective is like far superior to top down perspective, just from a player sense.
So this is 10 yard fight. We actually had this
different.
Board set and game because Iron made it, and I was able to just swap it in and play it on... We used to have an old Kid Nicky cabinet.
10-yard fight.
That was the same.
I remember this.
And, so I plugged it in to play the arcade version because it was also a black box NES release when it first released.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh.
And, right. So, I don't know. I mean, this is... I want to say this is 83, 84.
This is interesting.
You can see that
the field is huge,
right? But you're moving everybody at the same
time.
I don't like that.
Oh, wonky.
Watch gameplay, guys.
It's kind of like a foosball.
It's
got to
be like
movement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just watch for it.
Oh, the lineman kind of.
Okay.
I used to play a game like this
but
on
this
my.
Is your dude moving.
Yeah. Whoa, dude!
My hacked Game Boy Advance cartridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this has got to be, I believe...
What, the movement was like this?
Yeah, because it'd be one of those like 150 games in one kind of cartridges.
All pirated NES.
So Atari Football 78, this was 83, and then the other two we just were looking at were 87, I believe.
Okay.
And 87, which is, you know, not that bad. There was another really kind of cool one. I want to say before we kind of...
Cyberball is pretty cool too.
Oh, right.
There's Joe Montana.
Cyberball is interesting.
So, yeah, there's Cyberball.
Yeah,
yes,
I've only.
I don't think I know
Cyberball.
It's
No. You saw it at Galloping Ghost, dude.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in like a weird corner right by the Captain America.
This looks familiar.
Oh, I've seen this before, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Let's just look up some
gameplay.
So, this is 88. This is a year later.
Now, is this before or after John Madden's football?
What year?
What year is Madden? 89?
88, I think.
88.
This is the same year.
It's the same year before.
So this released through arcade. I guess it's probably a little before. This released through arcade, and then Genesis ports it.
Yeah.
Then you okay.
Right. Then you get the port on Genesis. Now.
Looks pretty good.
I don't know why it's so.
I don't know. I've never played it, guys.
Dang.
So I've never. Have you played this on Genesis?
No,
I played. I played the cabinet like at Galaxy.
What's the?
It was all right. It's hard to control, like most of like the sports games of the time.
What's the theme here? Like robots or something?
Yeah, it's like futuristic. Robots. It's futuristic.
Yeah, football. It's like 2072 when you're playing.
That's why they move like fast and it doesn't look like they're running. They're just kind
of
rolling.
Yeah, they have like. I forgot the name of it, but it wasn't robots. It was something
else. We played like the Mutant League like bullshit thing.
Yeah, Mutant League football.
It's not Mutant League. It's not Mutant League. It's not Mutant League football. It's something else. It's a game that came out in like 99.
Yeah,
like 2000.
It was a late 90s.
Yeah, like it had a football as the joystick.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it looked very weird.
Oh, that. Galloping Ghosts.
Yeah,
I think I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was fun. It was just.
It was hard to play.
Yeah, it was fucking.
So this is 88. There's another interesting one. I found.
Wait.
Is this the one?
I think so.
This
is
Pigskin 621 AD.
Yeah.
Because you guys talk about this monster game. So I want to look at this.
I mean,
I remember this one.
It
as
wasn't.
Well.
Yeah, we also played this one. It
this
wasn't
one
this though.
Is very fun.
So yeah, this is Midway 1990.
Yeah, this
one
was like an actual
you played
game.
This?
Yeah, this is a fun game.
Yeah, this one was at like an.
It
actual
was different because it was a side scroller. It wasn't up and down like how Tecmo Bowl is or things like that. So
oh my god! Wait. I think I remember playing you in this game. Yeah, it had a really cool like cabinet. It wasn't that cab though that we just saw.
Yeah,
it was a different like it was probably a remake. Cab.
I want to look at some gameplay. Oh.
Yeah, this game.
This is actually
kind
of neat.
It was really cool.
It was interesting.
Yeah. And it's like kill the carrier almost.
Yeah, it's more like kill the carrier. There's no plays or anything, and the bull just gets dropped, and you got to just try to bring it to
Oh, you're not picking plays. You're not.
No, you're just
the
running
just
it. Going. You're running
it's
and you're
like
throwing lateral.
It's style, kind of.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, that's,
a,
that's actually
person,
yeah,
a
rugby,
good
I guess, is a better
it's
way.
Way more like rugby than it is football.
I don't know. We got to go back to Galloping Ghost.
I don't know. The graphics for 1990 are pretty decent.
Yeah, no, this is pretty good.
Very fun
and
game.
Yeah, and it
it's
keep in mind,
Midway, right?
Yeah, keep in mind it is also downscaled right now. Like I remember playing it; it looked much crisper.
Yeah.
Like now it stopped buffering. Like it's a pretty crispy game.
See, and then they have the kickoff after a touchdown.
Kickoff.
It's really fun.
Who's that down there?
This is. Kind of an interesting
this
spin
is
on it.
Let's play of Pigskin 621 AD.
Pigskin 621 AD.
Okay. Oh, then there's Mutant League right there.
Yes. That looks like it.
It looks similar, but that was not
it.
No,
it was like 3D sprites and shit. Yeah, I don't know. While
you're talking about the one with the football?
Yeah, while you're looking it up, I'll also look it up.
I think it was 1992 then we get... We get actually the first football game, first and only football game by SNK Neo Geo. It was put in arcades first, then it went to the AES, the very expensive console they released.
Was it any good?
I've never played it. Does it look cool? Yeah, it looks a lot like what you would think of.
Your early 90s football game.
It looks Madden-esque.
Okay.
It definitely does.
This isn't. Did they do this more?
Oh wow!
Some of their baseball games have like RPG stuff to them.
Oh, dude! You know what this game
is pretty good.
You know what this game is, and I know all you guys.
I don't know if they did that.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you're about to say.
Backyard football.
Yeah.
Was
that an arcade game? Backyard football.
It wasn't an arcade game. It was on the computer.
Yeah, it was like a like
old PC disc.
Yeah, it was like you had to solve.
Sometimes you can get like the game in like cereal boxes.
It's definitely.
Well, you had to solve like 6+6.
The art style is definitely backyard football.
It was like math.
Neo Geo could never brand anything because they never got the rights to anything as far as football, basketball, or baseball, or anything.
There's
concerned.
The Cobras and the Pitbulls.
Same thing with like TurboGrafx. They couldn't get rights, so that's why you had TV Sports Basketball, TV Sports Football. They just made up names. So this is just Football Frenzy, but it's kind of you can pick your plays. The graphics are nice. The sprites are big. You know you. Are playing this on a 19 or 19-inch monitor or better on a Neo Geo cabinet, it's pretty cool. You know, it's not bad for the time, really.
Seamus, in the backyard football, there's, I forgot what the character's name, if it was Ernie or Earl, but he's in a wheelchair, and he could tackle people while you're in a wheelchair.
Really? That's legit?
Yeah.
Yeah, look it up.
I never played that one. I played the baseball one.
I played both.
Backyard baseball is good.
Backyard baseball is iconic.
I played that one all the time.
Backyard baseball in the PS2, tremendous. They have Alfonso Soriano, Alex Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. They had like a whole list of professionals you could play as. Oh my God. Ichiro Suzuki. Don't get me started.
Arcade games before we.
He got up to the PS2, yeah.
So Tecmo football went over. John Ellsworth. Oh, here we go.
High impact on steroids as a child.
Did you play this one?
High impact football.
This was.
Is this just a regular arcade game?
This is an arcade game. It's Williams. They definitely had this Galvin Ghost. See this cabinet?
They had this at Galvin Ghost?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's four player. It's a big hulking four player cabinet.
What's the gameplay like? Because I might have remembered it once.
Hopefully. We can get you some.
Is this also like very Madden? Yeah, side scroller Madden.
It's 1990, so yeah.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a
Madden type game. It's gonna have, obviously, 1990. It's gonna have decent graphics, right? So, and
Team Africa,
right? Team Canada,
bro.
Team Europa.
Okay, everybody, hold on for a second.
So you had names of cities with, and then you have countries with Williams Tecmo Bowl.
Oh my God.
So much like what we saw in, when we were talking about NHL games or hockey games, much like you saw in Blades of Steel, they had the cities and the colors of the teams, but you couldn't get the teams, right? So this is San Fran versus Miami.
Okay. Well,
so it's the 49ers versus the Dolphins.
Yeah. They just couldn't get the rights to the team name. Yeah.
I don't have Miami versus Canada.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I like these sprites.
They almost look like Mortal Kombat sprites.
Yeah, kind of. I'm not a big fan.
Not quite, but.
I mean.
Once again, though, the playbook resembles Blitz and Madden.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for the time, it had to be decent.
What's that? That video there.
I don't know if they. I don't know if they released this to. I want to see if this was released to console as well or not. I don't know. Let me see. If it was like Williams Electronics, Midway, Williams Electronics. I think it was just possibly a high impact arcade could possibly have been just a arcade only. Then you got to kind of, we have to look at really the big one that kind of started around the time that we can all remember, which is NFL Blitz.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
I never played this one.
We have it.
Yeah. I still never played it.
Jose just refuses to play football.
I mean, it takes a really long time to load.
Well, the original one is 97.
That's the only reason why I don't like to play
it. Yeah.
Right. So this is...
Now, Seamus, what did this originally come out on? Was it originally just an arcade cabinet, or did it come out on a console? Because I had it on the PS1.
It's originally arcade, and then it goes to N64, PlayStation, Windows, and Game Boy Color.
Okay.
Game Boy Color.
So originally the arcade is, wow. It says right here, North America, 1987. 1997, and then you had it for PlayStation and Nintendo 64, and September 12th, 1980.
Oh, so it starts as a cabinet.
Game Boy Color, December.
Yes.
Did it come as a cabinet on its own, just NFL Blitz? Because ours has Blitz and...
ours is Blitz 2000 Gold or something like that.
Yeah, so that comes as
Showtime. So they kind of just like, you know...
brought it back and had like a duo when they sold both.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. They just kind of rebranded it, resprited it.
4K
like
gameplay.
So where is
4K,
that?
4K, 60 FPS. Oh, PS1.
I'm looking for NFL Blitz.
I didn't know PS1 could go up to 60 FPS.
It can. It's just...
It's
nonsense.
Probably just upscaled.
Man, I gotta hook up. I really need an old CRT TV to play.
So yeah, it came in a. I guess it came in a
need
two
one?
Player.
You got like 20 of my house.
I guess originally came in a two player cabinet.
Interesting.
This guy has one.
I've never seen the cabinet before. Wow, the cabinet looks beautiful. Is that Brett Favre?
Such a great game.
No, it can't be. That's way too.
No, it's 86.
Yeah. Oh no, Blitz is 986.
No. Well, his you're saying Brett 96. Favre.
Oh, it says, oh,
it's 96. Yeah, well, both those.
So did Blitz have the rights to
Favre's number four?
Team names, right? Because it's NFL licensed?
Yes, but I don't, you know, a better question is, did it have the rights to players' names? Or was it just...
I want to say it did. I think it did.
I remember when I play as the Steelers, Cordell Stewart is the quarterback, and Cordell Stewart is god-awful. Well, I mean, he would be good today. He was a scrambling quarterback, and he was just before his time.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Look at that. It says it. Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, Cordell Stewart's
on
the cover.
Go to the description for a second.
Or is that... Is that
the cover athlete for the game was Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Cordell Stewart.
That's Cordell Stewart on the cover. Yep, number 10.
I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah.
So this is some arcade 1-Up play, which I'm not a fan of arcade 1-Up.
Yeah, but it's close, though.
I'm just showing you the gameplay of it.
Oh, yeah. Smith.
So
Cowboys.
I think this kind of revolutionizes...
Oh, without a doubt.
...football games, yeah. You know, much like NBA Jam did, and then NBA and NBC did.
I think it was so good because they just stopped stressing getting all the players on the field, and they made it an arcade game.
Yeah, well, they
three
just,
linemen.
They made
that's
it
fine.
Fun.
You know, you
I just
don't
love
need
the classic pick a play system.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
Yeah, and you could just demolish people.
Yeah. Well, like, the best part was, you saw the spin move.
Like you'll hit them, and then you can hit them again as they're on the ground. Like it's an arcade game. It's fantastic.
Well, the best part is that. You're sharing the screen with somebody.
Yeah.
So they're going to know what play you're picking.
Yeah. Now, is the console play the same?
Same exact thing.
Same thing.
It is.
Not different at all.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I play this game religiously when I was young with my brother on the PS1. I still have it on the PS1.
This, I believe, is NFL Blitz 99.
I never played 99, and I wish I did.
Which one did you play?
The original.
98?
Yeah, Cordell Stewart on the cover. 97?
Technically.
This looks really sharp.
This looks really good.
And now what is this on?
This is on our arcade 1-Up cabinet.
This looks solid.
I
like this. It's very crisp.
I'm not fond of those cabinets at all, but it is what it is.
The gameplay looks crisp.
It does look good. Yeah, it really does look good.
Spider legs. Wait, what? What was that formation? You see that formation?
Yeah.
There's three offensive linemen. What the hell? That's crazy.
And then...
pick six in the end zone? Okay.
Yeah.
NFL Blitz. What we have is what? NFL Blitz 2000 gold?
2000 gold, yeah.
So ours is in a large cabinet. We have NFL Blitz 2000 gold edition along with NBA on NBC.
NBA, NBC, Showtime.
NBA Showtime on NBC.
Correct.
Some big, long, crazy title. So
Showtime is fantastic. Don't even get me started on Showtime.
Well, we've already talked about Showtime.
Yeah, that's true.
Giants versus Bears. Let's see some
Bears
here.
Da Bears.
Mm-hmm.
This is when the Giants were good.
2000, was Urlacher still, did he start, well, he was in the NFL in 2000, or was he too young, too early for him to be in the NFL?
I think so,
probably.
I think he was too young.
A little
young.
Bit after that, probably?
I think Urlacher came on the scene like 2004 or 5.
Do you play this when we have it out?
Yeah.
I don't play it that often.
I play it, but
you know what the problem is?
Showtime's more enjoyable.
It takes forever to load.
It takes forever to load because it's... On an old,
well we have not even that because it's running off an SD card.
And
it's a hard game to play alone.
It's a hard game to play. Yeah,
it's hard to play alone in particular.
Yeah,
I found it much easier to play on the PS1 for some reason. On the arcade itself, it's difficult.
Well,
I think the
computer is a lot more like meant to take your quarters away.
Yeah,
like where if you're playing this on a PS1 or a PS2, it's
more enjoyable.
Yeah, well, it's you know. The dip switch settings aren't on the hardest setting.
That's true.
Yeah, well, it's like playing like Street Fighter Turbo.
I noticed how difficult it is on NBA Jam, but when I turn over to Showtime, I could just go to town.
Well, I think you're just good
at
Showtime.
That's also
like I'm not very good at NBA Jam, but like when I play it at the arcade thing, I'm terrible. And I play at home, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'm very good at Showtime. I'm not so good at NBA Jam.
Brian Urlacher was the 9th pick in the first round of the 2000 draft.
So he probably is on that Bear team then.
He probably is.
Yeah.
So I do want to just dive into some, I guess, console stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for football.
I couldn't find the weird monster
because
alien
Tecmo Bowl
football game.
Mutant,
was,
whatever.
Oh, it's something.
Before we get into that.
Uh-huh.
Because we were just talking about NFL Blitz, right?
Oh, wait. Hold on, Chris. Talk.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. What? So.
I don't know. Your level just got absolutely flabbergasted.
Okay. Is that good? Am I good to go?
I mean, like, can you put a little bit more energy in there?
I guess I can talk a little bit louder. Does that help?
Yeah.
Why did I unplug this stupid thing?
Bro, I don't know. But you dropped pretty hard.
Like
your balls dropped, kid.
I mean. I guess. Okay. Why did my levels drop, though? Okay.
Well, there you go. Now you're up.
Is that better?
Yeah, you're nice and toasty. Go.
So,
okay.
Go.
So we were talking about NFL Blitz.
Right.
Now, I think what's interesting is that when that was Midway, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Midway loses the NFL license. I don't think this ever gets to the arcade, but they made in 2005, and I just looked it up,
really?
A game called Blitz the League in 2005.
That's interesting.
Which is a whole thing. So it's not the NFL because they lose the license. But the whole shtick with it is that it's rated M. So you could do all kinds of like crazy illegal stuff. So you could like take steroids.
Oh.
You can like break people's kneecaps.
This came out on the PS3.
Yeah.
I had this.
And 360,
game.
I think.
Yeah. What is
really?
This?
So could,
it's called Blitz the League.
You could straight up take steroids.
Was this not kidding?
Yeah, you can take steroids.
No, it's not. It's on the PS3 and 360. You could take steroids. You can
like break people's kneecaps during the game.
They have a story mode, a single player, and you get sent to prison and you play in prison.
What? Yes, and
you play football in prison.
Apparently, they have a second one as well.
This is good.
I didn't know
that's the one. I played Blitz the League too. I didn't play the first one. I played the second one.
Okay.
Second one.
Lawrence Taylor's on the cover of the 360 version.
Yeah, prison football.
That's great.
Dude, the second one is
so this
no
is Midway
joke.
When they lose the license to the NFL. And they just
too.
Say, you know what?
This is the second one, James, just to let you know.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, this actually looks kind of nice.
It's
dude. No, dude, this game's
heard
no joke.
Decent. It's a
this
decent
really
game.
It's a
really
good
cool.
game. It's a very good game.
This looks better than Madden looks now.
And like you can like break people, like tear people's ACLs during games.
Yeah. Like they show you the injuries too.
Yeah.
Like it slows up and it zooms
and, like,
into the muscle.
You,
the muscle
you
pulls.
Can get,
it's crazy.
If you get injured, you can choose to like treat it or just take more steroids.
Yeah. You can treat it and then like you could be the doctor and you have to get the needle on the muscle properly to loosen the pain
Shut
and you
up.
Miss it two or three plays. The game is sick.
It's a
I played
weird
this when it first came out on the PS3. I was like
ridiculous.
9 years old. Of course. It was so
the
9 years
the
old. You're like,
the
I
first
need
one was released
juice.
For what?
I need
360
more juice.
And PS3, I think.
This is a game you
and
have
the
to
play. The second one was released for PS3 as well?
You need this game if you haven't played it before.
Oh, no. I think it was
I've
original Xbox.
It.
It's fantastic.
We have to play
the first
this game.
One was PS2, original Xbox, and 360.
Dude.
It was originally intended to be a launch title for
the
Wii.
The
first one says it's PS2.
Yeah. PS2
I didn't play
and
the first
Xbox.
One. Yeah, I played the second.
Oh, no. Was I the only one that just saw that
he named
his football team?
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque Big Cox.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
It was banned in Australia.
Yeah.
They don't even have football over there. They're playing Aussie rules football.
Aussie rules football, yeah. Just like
you got to see one
it's
of the
just rugby.
So Midway lost their license and then created
and
this.
They created one of the best football games to ever exist.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. This game is fantastic.
Did this sell well?
Yeah, I had to off.
And dude, I'll be honest.
It looks good.
This
dude.
Looks like a game that sold like absolute dog shit, but whoever bought it loved it.
Right. Yeah.
Probably. Like that's what it looks like. It looks like
I
if you got it, you loved it. If you didn't buy it, you've never heard of it.
I've just like seen videos of people playing it.
You got to wait until you see what an injury looks like, Seamus. The injuries are insane.
Cuz it's just weird cuz it's an M-rated football game.
Yeah.
Like I think it's probably the
one of the only games you'll ever fire that's an M-rated sport game.
Yeah. I just want
that's
this,
not
but for
true.
Hockey.
For a sport game?
Yeah.
What are the game? Oof.
The only other game is give
like
me that garbage
Super Sluggers.
Game. No, that garbage Acclaim game that Acclaim made is like a last dying gasping breath. It was like BMX XXX.
Oh,
really?
No, well, I don't know if that's the only one that... maybe that's
that
the only one with, an,
that
with
had
a mature... Well, what's that? What's that? The baseball game where you could just like you're stealing second, but you could just beat the shit out of like, the second baseman?
T for Teen Super Sluggers, I think.
Okay,
really.
Yeah.
That's a great game, too.
I'm not going to lie.
What year is this?
This is
2007.
So I was looking it up.
Eight, maybe 2000.
Apparently, this is kind of a rare-ish game because yeah, Blitz the League 2 on 360 is selling for like $50.
What? Yeah. On a 360? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Dude, it's a great
it probably
game.
Sold like dog shit.
What's the PS3 game version running? Because I'm gonna buy that.
Let's see.
You have a PS3? Well,
I've got an Xbox 360, got PS3, I've got everything.
Well, can we see some off-the-field gameplay here?
Yeah,
I want to see some off-the-field stuff. Keep going. We need an injury here.
Break his quad.
Yeah, I just thought that was it.
Oh, here we go.
Here it is.
See? So he grabs his helmet. No, stop.
Sheamus, come on.
No, that wasn't it. That was just a fumble.
The PS2 version is like $10.
Type in Blitz to the League injuries.
Okay.
Oh, here
you
go. Look at that. He just
rips
the guy's helmet off and hits him over the head with his helmet.
So that's a double fumble?
Two. Or Blitz.
Essentially, yeah.
Injury montage? Death highlights?
Yeah, what? Go death highlights.
We're going to do an injury montage.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Wait a minute. Okay, was there ever a Blitz hockey game?
I was going to say, I want this
I've
for
played,
hockey.
Dude, I swear to God, I've played a game that is exactly this, but it's
hockey.
Dude, this is like Sniper Elite, zoom-in x-ray type stuff.
They're like Mortal Kombat X, the x-ray.
That's probably where they got it from.
Holy shit. In my headphones, all of us talking at once is the most bass-boosted, clipping, distorted shit.
Must be amazing.
I mean, it's great for me.
Going for the ass.
No.
No, I
punched
think
you're, him.
Yeah, I think you're breaking
his ribs.
God.
Dude, that's great.
Dude,
We got to get this game.
So,
we have to get this game.
I'm telling you, I've played
PS2.
A hockey version of this game.
PS2 is like $10.
Really? I swear to God, I'm looking it up.
Oh, you can give a concussion.
Well, you can give him CTE on the field?
Yeah, you can.
No, concussion.
Look.
It should say CTE. That would be even funnier.
I wish they would show you what the doctors have to do to fucking heal your players, though.
Yeah.
Because they, like, either you have to shoot up your own players with steroids.
Oh,
or
dude, look at this.
That's his brain. There's ones where, like, they dislocate the shoulder, and you have to use both the analog sticks and put the shoulder back into place.
Gross.
It's
ooh,
insane.
Skull fracture. Out for six games.
Bro,
oh, my Lord.
Hey, I mean, if you get a skull fracture, you're only out for 6 weeks. That's not so bad. The recovery rate's very good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can like...
Yeah, it's another spot.
Nerve damage?
Ooh.
Nerve damage.
Shoulder.
Dude, this is
paralyzed.
Gory game.
Shoulder stinger.
This is crazy.
Out for three plays.
Stamina boost?
Bro, that guy's crippled now. That's not a shoulder stinger. That guy's losing that arm.
Oh my... He just hit the ground. What?
I feel like we saw this one.
Well,
because
this is crazy.
Type in prison. Blitz 2 prison.
You get to play. You went to prison in
the story mode. You go. You get your like. You make a character and he plays for a team.
Blitz
and you get sent
to injury montage prison. Balls. That was one of the search.
But yeah,
it's
here
prison
you go.
Football.
But balls. Yeah, this is literally it.
Supermax prison team.
So
oh,
this is
so
what
fun.
Happens. You play like
what
a
do
single.
What do you go to prison?
It's a single player career mode.
Probably for steroids.
Oh you God. You join a team.
Bro,
you play
I'm
for
gonna
team.
Have to go to the store tomorrow and buy this.
Yeah. You play for
the
you play for a team.
The PS2 version's like $10.
And I believe the owner.
But that's one. He's saying.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God!
I never played the first one. The owner kind of sets you up, and you get sent to prison for like some nonsense.
Money
I forgot.
They got you, like
I think
like
it could be
wrestling moves. On
yeah,
these guys.
He's just throwing a tombstone in there.
Yo, that literally was an Undertaker move right there.
And it's ridiculous. Like, you play this game and you meet legendary football players like
in prison.
LT.
In prison, like Lawrence Taylor?
Really? That's so funny.
Who's, which is probably the only one that you're going to meet in prison is Lawrence Taylor.
So funny.
They got cheerleaders?
Apparently.
Yeah, the
dressed
guards.
In
dressed
cop
like cops.
Costumes.
Dressed like guards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see this prison ball.
Interesting.
Incomplete.
Wow.
Dude, this game's awesome.
The orange and the grays.
I just didn't realize because I wanted to talk about it.
You can
literally beat people.
What is
in between
that?
Games. You can beat
like,
people in between
it's
plays.
It's like a fighting
this
game.
Is, this
like,
is so good.
Fighting game in between a football game.
So I knew this game existed, and I was looking it up to try to talk about it. I didn't realize that this is what Midway did when they lost the NFL
yeah,
Blitz.
Yeah, they're like,
license.
Okay, you want us to lose our license?
Decided
I didn't
just
realize this was a Blitz
game.
They turned around
honestly,
and made the best football game ever.
They literally decided to just say... Kind of thumb their nose at
screw it.
At like,
this is
yeah.
the most ridiculous game
we're
I've seen since.
They're like, oh, we can't make an NFL game anymore. Fine.
But what you're watching now, this is like towards
or making
like,
a football game.
This
with
is
drugs
towards
and
the end of independent sport games. This is probably one of the less independent sport games you could find.
Really?
I mean, they still do it, but not to this scale.
Yeah, like what else? What other non-licensed sports games are there today?
That's the thing.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Like, you're not going to get a Tecmo Bowl.
No.
Like, it's either...
You do, like, I played a handful of baseball ones that aren't bad. I forgot the name of them.
Okay.
So it's not to this scale by a company like Midway.
Right.
They're not known companies that make these sport games.
Okay. We have to hold on. Hold on, everybody.
Yeah.
They make an NHL version.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm going to buy this.
What's the NHL name? Don't look it up, Chris. So you have NFL Blitz.
Blitz the League.
Okay, and Blitz the League. What's the hockey one?
It's NHL Hits, isn't it? Hit the Ice?
NHL Hits.
Is it Hits?
With a Z.
Okay, before we go too crazy with the NHL stuff, because we're still on football here.
Yeah.
We can't not talk about NFL Street. NFL Street is one of the greatest football games that was discontinued.
About
never fucking
Tecmo
played
Bowl,
it.
John Madden, and Joe Montana.
Yeah,
football.
I mean, obviously,
those
are the classics.
About,
all right, you want to talk about Madden? Madden, it was a football sim game. Next.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to NHL Hits. Like that's a licensed NHL game, Matt.
It is.
That's different.
What is that?
So is
that's
NFL
a licensed NHL game.
NFL
it has actual, like teams
in it? It's called NHL. Right? And it has a the blues on the cover of the second one.
Yes.
NFL Street is fun.
Game.
Damn, then where the hell what game did I play that was hockey
like,
and I could
might
break
be, like,
people's necks?
Slightly more violent, but like I doubt it's to this level.
No, probably not.
Like you could probably like deck people pretty good, but like you're not doing steroids.
Can we talk about this real quick?
Oh.
Yeah, like there's less rules.
You could dress up as a...
So one of the...
It's like zombies and aliens and shit.
One of the first...
Maybe we played
kind of like
game.
Games that Genesis releases is Genesis is going to license all their games in the first wave.
Yeah.
So we had Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, Tom and the Sword of Baseball...
Tom and the Sword of Baseball. I remember playing that.
Interesting.
They did a Tony La Russa baseball as well.
God.
But
they did a Mario Lemieux hockey.
This was Joe Montana's football.
Yep.
I remember at the
playing
time,
it.
This was a really big deal. Because Genesis, it was, you know, like I said, among their first wave of big releases. And this is 1989, I believe, or 88. So home console to look like this is pretty good. And you got to realize, can somebody look up for me? What is the first Madden game? What year is that?
I think it's 89. It's 88.
I think I looked it up.
Yeah. We looked it up. Like
I remember having 89.
Ago.
I remember owning 89 for,
it was just called John Madden Football release in 1988.
Was it Genesis?
1988 was the first John Madden game. It was called John Madden Football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Released for the Apple II, excuse me?
Yeah. Okay,
I don't
so
think
then,
it came to the Genesis
until Commodore 64.
Well, maybe it was 90, I remember.
Yeah, it was only on the computer.
It was followed by the 1990 Sega Genesis video game, yes.
Yeah, which
okay,
is what
so
most
this
people
is,
played.
Yeah, so this I mean, is the first one.
You don't even want to look at Madden.
The Apple II version.
John Madden Football on the Commodore. The
Commodore 64.
Well, I mean,
oh my lord.
Dude.
I mean, this don't look too good either.
It's but much better than what I
this
saw.
Was,
yeah.
This
is, I mean, this
is
still really good for that time.
For the time,
this is 1990, so yeah. This is 30 years ago.
Now, do they still make John Madden football games?
Yeah.
Every year.
Madden every year.
Oh, yeah, the
every
Madden
year.
Series.
So
every
not
year,
from 1990 to 2023? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 It's a Madden long time for a series
they've
to be
done,
going,
like,
isn't it?
20-year anniversary games, too. It's like 30-year anniversary games.
Yeah.
A
lot
more like Super Slug. So, I mean, nowadays they're not... I would say, I don't know, they probably sell more, but in terms of like the market of like how much market they take up, they're nowhere near as big as they were. Like, like of the games that existed back then, I'm sure John Madden Football was like up there in top 10 games sold. Now, I guarantee you it's probably
also,
nowhere near that.
It's plummeted. 2K as well. 2K came
so
out with a bunch of football
the game
games
that
great
broke a lot was Tecmo Bowl, And Tecmo Super Bowl on NES.
Yep, Tecmo Super Bowl.
Basketball, hockey, and baseball.
They had a really interesting run.
This is Bo Jackson running right now.
Bo Jackson's an animal.
So the guy's going backwards to 1 yard line.
It was interesting.
He's going to score on the next play, probably.
He's going to score him on the next play.
Dude, look how fast he is.
Yeah.
That's just broken.
Is he going?
That's just straight up broken.
He's going all the way down the zone.
He's going around all the players.
Okay. I thought he was going back the other way.
He's just super broken.
Bo Jackson's juking people out, and there's no juke move in this game. There's no controls for a juke move.
Yeah, he's going all the way back.
So damn fast.
This is on Nintendo D-pad.
That's
crazy. 100-yard touchdown.
These older John Madden games, like the original ones, Tecmo Bowl. They have player ratings in these? Tecmo Bowl?
Well, look at Bo Jackson.
Because I don't remember playing the original Tecmo Bowl. I remember playing Super Tecmo Bowl when I was younger, but I don't remember there being player ratings.
They have to, because I literally, you know, like I said before, I searched up who was like the most like ridiculous player, and it was LT.
Interesting.
But rated? Like,
to a certain extent.
Ratings in the game, like how there are now?
To a certain extent.
Even just like an overall rating.
Wait.
I got to do this. I'm sorry.
Was that a 200-yard touchdown?
Yes.
Did he go all the way to the other end of the field
and then back?
Still, still got a touchdown?
Listen, we're going to...
Oh, no. He's going back the other way.
Okay. I got to do it because I had to click on it.
It's 300 yards.
Somebody modded Punch Out to be Michael Jackson's Punch Out.
Okay.
So we're going to have to look at it.
Okay. Please.
Because we need to see it real quick.
Yeah.
All right. This will be the closing of the episode.
Is waiting for you to beat it.
Yeah.
Dwight Gloves.
Yeah. The King of Pop.
Oh, my God. Macaulay Culkin.
We got to see it.
Was that Macaulay
Culkin?
He's
fighting Macaulay
Culkin. You're playing Macaulay
Culkin.
Bubbles is the ref.
Oh, my God.
Bubbles is the ref.
Oh, my God.
He's walking into place.
Bubbles is the ref.
I feel like that's kind of biased.
Oh, so you play as Macaulay Culkin then?
Of course. You play as Little Mac.
Nah, it would have been so much better if you played as Michael Jackson. You're just beating the shit out of a bunch of kids.
I mean, it's close enough.
Now he's Thriller Michael.
He's Hulk.
Oh, wow.
Whoever modded this is terrible. A genius.
I mean, this is a lot of work.
This is terrible.
It's a lot of work for it to look really, really crappy.
Well, I mean, it might also just look crappy because he's, you know, bouncing it down onto a fucking computer.
Can I go back to what you say? NFL what?
Street.
Was NFL Street GameCube?
GameCube, PlayStation 2, and Xbox original.
There's also, after this, you should mention 2K, because 2K came out with one where it's a first-person football game.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
NFL Street was
your
awesome.
Camera angle, you see the gridiron in front of your face as you play the game. It's very interesting.
Wow. Came out in 2004, the first NFL
I've always
Street.
Wanted a hockey version.
Yo, why is the John Cena logo... Like where you throw the football.
NHL games, you can
it's like a crosshair weird.
You just have to pull your goalie and you play as the sixth skater.
Huge.
You're picking real plays in this game?
Yeah. Dude, this game's fantastic.
Well, you can get like it's licensed. I mean, look at the logos.
You ever play NFL Street, Seamus?
You can get like celebrity players
copy for GameCube. I haven't played
this game's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And then like once you got like hyped up, you had like superpowers.
Oh, yeah, you have to see breakers. The gameplay on like the in the alleyways and stuff. Like not on fields.
Not on a football field.
Yeah, it was also cool because you can customize your characters
like running
for, like, different stuff.
Running along the wall, kind of. Like,
yeah, you can you could throw a pass, Seamus, and if it's in an alleyway, you could jump off the wall and catch the pass.
Yeah,
it's really awesome.
Yeah,
it's cool. They have mini games in this as well where it'd be you and like a dozen receivers and the quarterbacks would just throw you the ball and you have to face like a dozen different receivers and try to catch the pass. It's really interesting. This was a fun game.
Yeah, this and NBA Street was really good.
Yes, NBA Street's fantastic, man.
Seamus, pull up the 2K one that Zach was talking about.
Which is
I believe it's 2K5 football. Type in NFL 2K first person view.
Yeah, because he was saying you can like play as you can play in first person, basically.
Yeah, first person gameplay. Yeah, it is 2K5.
That's pretty cool.
It's very interesting. It's very hard too. It's difficult. It's not easy to play.
Probably.
Yeah, well, you probably got a trash FOV and stuff.
Yeah, it was interesting.
This is an Xbox release.
Oh,
I played this on PS2. Yeah, so PS2, Xbox, maybe GameCube. Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Interesting. Oh. It's interesting.
You're playing now the Packers, eh?
You're playing as the kicker right now?
I think so.
This looks terrible.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you got to do the kickoff. That's interesting.
Jesus.
But
it's wonky
playing at Lambeau.
Do you switch?
A little bit. Yeah, see, like, you could switch players, and you see how it kind of, like, it jumps from one player to the next, and then it goes back to first person.
That's weird.
I don't know if I like that.
It's strange.
Yeah, I don't know. That's funky.
That might be strange to me. But you can play first person quarterback or whoever?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Huh. Like, there's Brett Favre.
Yeah, there's Brett Favre.
Yeah, like I said, there's a way to do that in the
NHL. I peed next to Brett Favre once.
I know you've told us in that like 20 times.
I peed next to Brett Favre.
Was it at Lambeau?
No, it was here.
Oh.
It's here at the museum.
Well.
Yeah.
He was here watching a movie.
Oh, you
with had. The Jets at the time.
Did you lean in and ask for an autograph?
No, yeah. I just he went into the bathroom and I was like, "I'm going to go. I got to go to the bathroom too." You know, he was at one urinal and I stood right next. I mean, here's the thing. He picked the middle urinal.
Oh, my God.
So that was like,
that's right.
He was trying to tell me what was what in my own museum. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm going to go right. No. I went right next to him.
That's right.
And I leaned against the divider.
Right, of course.
To pee.
Yeah.
Did you nod?
I started a conversation with him. So, you know,
what'd you say?
Just said,
wonderful weather we're having.
Hope you have a good year. We're excited that you're in New York. They said, oh, thanks.
Yeah, he goes, oh, thanks. I fucking hate it here.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks. And then you just say, go Packers.
No.
I didn't say go Packers. No, I didn't. I just, you know.
No, you just got to go. You know the Jets.
I walked away and I washed my hands. I left.
Didn't you wind up in Minnesota after the Jets?
You know.
Well, Brett Favre.
Yes.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Go
so yeah, that's my
Well, he retired first.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he retired first and then came out of retirement a week later and was signed by the Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings.
For like $100 a game.
So can we we're going to jump real quick for 2 seconds and we're going to look at this NHL game that you were talking about. What the hell is this game?
NHL Hits. I think it was NHL Hits 2 or 2003.
Is this a GameCube game?
Yeah, Xbox and GameCube. Yeah, click on the one with the mannequins or the clown. It's the second one, yeah.
The clown.
I mean, it's just like, it's some douchebag playing
this is
it.
This the guy reviewing it, though. I don't want to listen to this.
Well, I just want to watch gameplay. Like, I don't know. This guy looks like he's going to, you know, play some weird teams. You're playing on a pirate ship?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, this is like more arcade-y.
Yeah.
I want an NHL game where you can, like slash people.
Dude, I've played it. I gotta figure it out. I've played a game where the
whole
point.
Do you like it?
What?
Do you like this game?
Yeah, no, I've played this game too. This game's good. It's it's older. It's a little bit harder to control, but I've played an NHL game that you can just straight up just kill people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and so the show me the NFL Street or whatever that was. Like there's a thing like that where the more you showboat, doing a play, like the more points you get.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
But like, you know, but if you like hurt somebody and then you showboat after it, like you get like super
really?
Points.
Okay.
I kind of like
Oh, yeah.
Look
and the goalie can stick handle too.
It is very arcade. There's just arcade-like.
It's very arcade heavy.
Yeah. The goalie can just go all the way
biscuit.
Out of the net.
All right.
Like Mark.
All right, we've got a couple of games got to pick up.
Yeah.
So
Ever played 3-on-3 NHL arcade?
Of course.
That game is fantastic. Mario Hoops
3-on-3.
Yeah. The best. Did they ever make
Sluggers?
A Mario football game?
I don't think
so.
No,
they did.
No, they've made Mario Soccer, Mario Tennis, Mario Baseball. No, Mario Football.
I'm pretty sure they
and Mario
did.
Basketball.
Oh, in the GameCube.
It's a basketball game.
It's like 3-on-3.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
There's a Mario. Oh,
I think it's on the DS or something.
That's interesting. All right. Well, all right. Wrap it up. Let's get out of here.
All right. Yeah. Football. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arcade Age Exhibit podcast. I hope you enjoyed your time with our hosts, Seamus, Zach, Jake, Sean, Chris, and Jose. Tune in next week, and remember, the future is now.